Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos, and we're up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Chaf Beis. Who are y'all? Rabbi Elazar Kapar also used to say, "Hayilodim lamos." The people who are born are all going to die. Va'mesim lahachios, and the people that die are all going to come back to life. Va'chayim lidon, and the people who are living, meaning who are brought back to life, are going to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Yom Hadin. Leido lehodia li'vada, and he says, "I'm telling you this to know and to let it be known and to let it be known by others and to understand properly, shehu kel hu hayotzer hu habore, that Hashem is the yotzer, he is the creator, he shapes things, hu hamevin, he understands things, hu hadayan, hu aid, hu baldin, he's the dayan, he's the witness, he's the baldin, vu asludon, and he's ultimately going to be the one that makes the judgment. Baruch hu shein lefanav lo avlov lo shicha, he doesn't make mistakes and he doesn't forget. Velo maso panim velo mikach shochad, he doesn't show favor to anybody. And he doesn't take bribes. Shakol shalom, because he has everything as is. Vidash hakol lefi hacheshbon. You should know that everything goes according to a cheshbon. Val yavtichach yitzrucha hashaol beis manoslach. And don't let your yetzer hara tell you that the grave will be a way to escape all the terrible things you're doing. Shal karchach hatanotzer, val karchach hatanolad. Because you're created against your will, you were born against your will. Val karchach hatachai, you lived here against your will, meaning you weren't consulted about whether you're going to live or not, or be born or not. Val karchach hatameis, you will not be consulted whether you're going to die or not. Val karchach hatasal ditein din v'cheshbon v'vim al-machem v'achamakash baruch hu. And therefore, you also will not be consulted whether you're going to give din v'cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody, ultimately, is going to give din v'cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no way of escaping the way a person chooses to live their life. Now, moving on to Perek Hei. Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. So we're going to have a lot of numbers over here. Basar ma'amaros nivra olam. There are 10 ma'amaros, 10 sayings that the world was created with. Meaning it was. It's always vayomer elokim. Hashem says, and it is. Hashem's sayings create things. Umatam lomar. What does that mean to teach us from the fact that Hashem used Asar Ma'amaros? After all, couldn't Hashem have created the world with just one Ma'amar? It's a way of highlighting how much punishment the Rishayim deserve that they destroy this world that Hashem spent 10 Ma'amaros creating. And it also highlights how much reward the Tzadikim deserve that they're Mekayim a world that was created with Asar Ma'amaros. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Chaf Beis, we said that Rabbi Elazar Kapar taught that everyone's going to die and everyone's going to be brought back to life and everyone is going to be judged, and Hashem is the perfect judge and He knows everything. So don't think that you could escape life and that you'll have respite in the grave because you weren't consulted about whether you're going to be born or whether you're going to live or whether you're going to die. So you're not going to be consulted about whether you're going to have to stand judgment. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Perakei Mishnah Aleph, we said that the world was created with Asar Ma'amaros, even though Hashem could have created it with one Ma'amar, just to give extra schar for the tzaddikim who are Mekayim, a world that took 10 Ma'amaros, and to give extra punishment to the Rishayim who destroyed a world that took 10 Ma'amaros. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Beis.